in the other planets in Baba, like the sun planet, where
we get information from this astral. Every planet is full of life.
Yes. That there is life on the sun planet.
Janaki, this very word is used. Janaki, congestible. And you have got description, this lobe, this lobe, this lobe is fighting sometimes with other loka and that. Everything is description there.
Yeah.
There is Milkosa, there is Visosa, that whole variety of. So if we have to take these rascals, Bharsa, and they simply rock, then the whole sastra becomes false.
The point in the Shastra is that every creation...
They will advertise that this description in the Shastras, they are all mythology. Of course, this kind of bluffing cannot go, because suppose this Mars expedition becomes a failure like that. They say, they will do a failure. So, next time they propose, I think people will hesitate to allow them to. Simply meaning they put rocks and sands without any utility after spending so much money. How long they can repeat this? Yes, we went to this planet, rocks. We went to rocks. Do you see variety into so many luminaries? Simply rocks and sands. The moon is full of rocks and it shows illuminating. Whole universe is illuminated, so nice. Moon sign. So many stars illuminating and there are rocks and sand. You have to believe them.
They are saying there is life on Mars. They are seeing microbes, small little living entities. They are detecting these with their machines. So they are seeing there is some life.
Microbe?
Microscopic.
They can see only microbes. Not a fully grown-up human being.
No, they are detecting through gas. They feed the microbes, and then the microbes give off evacuation.
How they can see?
They can see.
Suppose you see from a distant place this planet. So how you can see within water? You can take photograph of the water. But how you can take photograph within the water? So what is the value of their taking photograph? Does the photograph take the picture within the water?
No.
But what is the use of such photograph?
But this, they are not detecting with photographs, they are detecting with chemicals. They
what
say the chemicals are giving off gases when they are feeding the earth. They take the ground from Mars.
They see so many bogus words in manufacture to make believe. Because they're scientists, they talk all big words which you cannot understand. You cannot argue. Upper class when Abhagwan was dumped into the helicopter by the electricity was like that. Common sense question. And they are simply finding out rocks and sand. And again they are saying, if somebody has bombed, the first (coughs) So if there is bomb, then there is fight. So if there is fight, there must be human being.
He was the one that told me. He was the one that told me about that. About the canyon and the bomb down.
Yes. I was working for USIS, US Information Service, and I had a commission to paint a large picture of this Mars landing ship. And they had information coming back that they were finding a long blockhouse with a big crater in the center, like a building that had been bombed, 14-kilometer crater. They had a picture of that. It appeared to be a building. But they're all cheaters. I used to live in Florida where they send up these... They're all drunkards.
Hmm?
They're all drunkards.
Drunk?
They drink alcohol.
Oh, that's my advice.
Very unserious.
All drunkards, they're in charge of this fight.
Srila Prabhupada, if there are some visitors, can they come up?
Yeah.
Will we have readings, or would you like to talk with them?
Let them come, certainly. My point is, why they do not see any other spot? Only these spots are visible. Where there are rocks. That's the Howrah station is closed. No sane man will believe that, that Howrah station is closed.
They do not want to upset the illusion that they are God, that they are the only ones in the universe. So if they find out there is life on another planet, they will not like it. If there is higher life somewhere else, they will not like that. They're always in competition.
And all the higher lives are in Europe and America. Especially in America. That is their mania. They do not like that there may be hard life, you say.
What?
They like it that there may not be any hard life.
Yes.
That is their preconception.
Yes. This is the highest tier. Cannot be any higher. They will not accept.
You see how much bias they
are. They cannot accept another philosophy. They will not accept the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita because it is from another country. They do not like that.
Now you can see their attitude.
So it is very good. On the abridged Bhagavad Gita, we have Americans, Emerson and Thoreau, saying this is a wonderful book. That is very good. That is very impressive to them. They will accept if some great American says.
Oh, that was my policy from the very beginning. Goodness. That if the Americans accept, then my mission will be successful. That is me, not good. And I have insisted that please, that America hears. When America accepts, then all the world will accept. That's a plan. Anywhere, know, American, maybe foreigner, yeah. The ideal is American. Everything.
Here in Tehran...
Because they have money. Kali Yuga means money. If you have got money, then you have got culture, you have got education, you have got everything. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Formerly, they are attached, family, aristocracy, culture, education. Now there is no such thing. Get money and you get it. Is it not? Somehow or other, if you have got control over money, then you have got everything. Bring that black power. What is that sound coming? There is goat.
I think a lamb, a sheep.
Lamb.
Yeah.
They keep lambs for...
For sacrificing, you see.
They sacrifice at home.
The Quran says that you should sacrifice the animal at home with his head pointing toward Mecca.
Huh?
With the head of the animal towards Mecca.
Mecca.
And you let the blood of the animal flow toward Mecca. And then you eat. And then.
Oh.
So they keep many sheep here. Just for that purpose.
At least, they do not recommend to purchase from the slaughterhouse. That is also good.
But they had slaughterhouses.
Right.
But the Quran restricts meaning.
It is restriction.
Yes. So this is what we explain. We say, if it is good, then why is it restricted?
Very good. What do they say?
They say, well, if Muhammad did it,
that's all right. And this is restriction.
Thank you.
like to sit down. Not on it, but I can take it.
Okay.
Beginning of the third chapter. The third chapter begins Dushpatmani Jaye Yagran. Third chapter. Second chapter. Chatashchanadinam?
Huh?
Chatashchanadinam Dharmach. It says Charmar? Char?
Dharmachara.
Oh.
Now you begin that.
Chatashchanadinam Dharmach Satyam Shocham Kshamadaya Kalena Balina Rajan Nankshant Yayur Balam Smiti Vittameva Kalam.
Vittameva, that's it. Vittameva.
Vitta meva kalo nirnan janmachara gunodaya.
Vitta means money. If you have got money, then you are coming from high heaven. There is no consideration of Brahmin Kshatriya. If you have got money, then you are able to do it. Vittamevahi.
Vittameva kalau nirnang janmachara gunodaya.
Janmachara gunodaya. That is practical, you see. If you have got money, then people will come to you. Oh, you are so learned, you are so qualified. That's all. Just like John Lennon, what can be the name? Actually, go there and take them as very highly learned and scholars and everything. The press reporters take their opinion. But what is their qualification? The qualification by cycle, selling some records, they have got money, that's all. What is their qualification? Now, of course, they are coming to Georgia, is coming to Israel. Otherwise, from qualification point of view, they are not learned and educated in the university or they have got any spiritual assets of Dharma, Brahmin, Dhamini or so, nothing. It's simply money. We also go and flatter them to get some money. So, this is Kali Vittavayava. If you have got money, then you have got it. Therefore, people are after so much, after money.
Tamne Vajra.
Vittameva Kalo Nirnang Janmachara Gunodayaha Dharma Nyaya Vyavastayam Karanam Balamevahi.
In India you have said that you bribe the Brahmins and they will give decision in your favor. And it is experienced by everyone. In the law court, you bribe the High Court judge, he will give judgment to you. That is proof. One big judge, not now, at least 50 years ago, or more than that, his business was to take bribe. I could, very learned judge, B.R. Das, he gave judgment. Give him 10,000. So other brother High Court judges, they knew it. So in one case he was just arranging for this and the Chief Justice called him that he immediately resign and go home. Otherwise, this arrangement we have made, it will be exposed. He had no other alternative. He immediately resigned. And on some plea, like, my heart is conflicted. So in this way, he left the court. And then he was never allowed. And when his friends asked him that why you are doing this, so he said, what can I do? I have got at least 10,000 expenditure per month and I get only 4,000. That was it. He was very able lawyer. He, by private practice, he was earning more. But this practice was not. And nowadays it has come to, at least in India, anywhere you go and bribe, and you get the favorable decision.
That was it.
Please. So we shall be sitting inside or here?
However you like,
Srila Prabhupada. I can like anyone, but...
This is good.
But this
gentleman... They will be...
So let them come. Near, use better. Our men may go there. You can sit down. And let them come forward.
But don't sit in the room, but I guess they won't play. Or you can
plant one as well. Give them.
Inside the room.
That's right.
very introduction.
Srila Prabhupada, this is Mr. Havini. He's a friend of mine at work. He's very much interested in both Indian and Iranian spiritual life and culture as it is. And this is Peter. He has been coming here on Fridays.
In America?
English.
English.
Yes. And he's come and taken prasadam.
He offers puja to Lord Buddha. He's worshipping Lord Buddha as an altar.
The other one?
My name is
Siva.
Siva. Mr. Siva from Malaysia. He's a Hindu, I believe. And he's recently come to visit us. Next is Dr. Ruth. He's from Holland. He's an economist. And he's working here in India. I've been acquainted with him through business. And that is Reza. He's been coming here for a long time. He's been chanting.
He's chanting, you know, both.
Yes.
So, Iranian spiritual culture and Indian spiritual culture. You told me.
Yes.
The first of all, what is spiritual culture?
Sufism.
No. Not really, just like gold.
Or the gold.
Gold, either in Iran or in India. Gold is gold. You cannot say Iranian gold or Indian gold. Similarly, when you say Iranian spiritual culture and Indian spiritual culture, this common point is spiritual culture. The spiritual culture is one. It cannot be Iranian, Indian, or any belonging to some certain country. Just like this moon. This moon is now on Iran. That doesn't mean the Iranian moon. Or the sun. It doesn't mean Iranian sun. Moon is one. Either in India or in Iran. The moon is moon. You cannot say Iranian moon or Indian. So, spiritual culture is one. And material culture is one. Therefore, I'm asking, what do you mean by spiritual culture? That is what. Then you shall consider whether it is Iranian or Indian. Or what is your idea of spiritual culture?
Well, of course, I believe that they are all the same, but of course.
No, same, but you must explain at least.
Yeah.
I want to know that how far you have understood spiritual culture as it is. That is my question.
Well, of course, it's very difficult to differentiate.
Yes, it's difficult. Practically, you do not know what is being done. That is the fact. So, first of all, you must try to understand what is spiritual culture. Spiritual culture means there are two things within our experience. Matter and spirit. So, matter is this body and spirit is the soul within the body. Without spirit, this material body has no value. that we experience every day. When a man is dead, we take it now his body is useless, throw it out. Therefore, the body is important. So long, the spirit soul is there. And that is spirit. And when we study that spirit, soul, and that is the beginning of spirituality. If we have no idea of what is that spirit, then there is no question of spiritual life. With this body, we cannot make any progress of spiritual life. That is not possible. The body is matter. That explained in the Bhagavad Gita, antavattu imediha, bring Bhagavad Gita. Antavattu imediha, mitta sukta sarira. Try to understand what is spirit, what is matter.
Antavanta ime deha nityasyoktak sharirinaha anashi no prameyasya tasmad yudyasva bharata. Translation: only the material body of the indestructible, immeasurable, and eternal living entity is subject to destruction. Therefore, fight for descendant of Bharata.
Only the material body is subject to destruction. Huh?
Yeah, only the material body of the indestructible, immeasurable, and eternal living entity is subject to destruction.
Yeah, the body is destructible. But the spirit soul is not destructible. When you understand this point, then we understand what is spirit, and then spiritual culture begins. Without being convinced of this spirit soul, there is no question of spiritual culture. So, the spirit soul is described that eternal. And the proof is in eternity. Just like there are so many children, they will grow up from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to youthhood. The body is changing. This is very practical. But the spirit soul is there. The same spirit soul which was within the womb of the mother in a small body, then coming out of the mother's womb, the same spirit soul is there, but the body is different. In this way, the body is being situated in different status, but we know the proprietor of the body is the same. Is there any difficulty to understand? Anyone? The body is changing, that's a fact. You are a young man. You'll have to become an old man like me. Then this body will change. But so far you are concerned, you are the same. So, the body changes and the spirit soul remains the same. This is to be understood first of all. What is the difficulty? First of all, we must distinguish what is spirit, what is matter. Material culture means this body is there, it requires some necessities. The body must be given something to eat. Is it not? Eating. Then the body must be given some rest, sleeping, for which we require some apartment, some place. Not we, but also in the animals, birds, they have got their nest. But the animal has got some hole and something. So eating, sleeping, and some sense gratification, sex. These are bodily necessities. But when you understand what is spirit, then we must try to find out what the spiritual is. That is spiritual. You cannot go on with the bodily culture as spiritual culture. And that is a mistake. Spiritual culture is defined from the body. And when we understand it, then there is no question of Iranian spiritual culture or Indian spiritual culture. As bodily culture is also one. It does not mean that only Indians eat and the Iranians do not eat. The Iranians also eat. Because their bodily necessity. Similarly, spiritual culture also, there is some necessities which is equally needed by the Iranians, by Americans, by Indians. It is not just like when we say that the child grows to become a boy. This is not applicable only to the Indians or Iranians. It is applicable everywhere. Child grows everywhere. You cannot say this is Indian or Iranian. It is everywhere. So, if we understand what is spiritual culture, what is material culture, then there is no question of Iranian or Indian or English or American. The spiritual culture is the same. Any question of this point? Any difficulty to understand? Spiritual culture or material culture, it is one and the same everybody. There cannot be any difference. Materially, we want to cover the body, some dress, everyone has got dress. You cannot say this is Iranian dress. It is Indian. Grace is there, that's all. Any question on this point?
Approach
that functionally distinguish
Yeah.
What does the matter? What's the... Isn't it? Mm-hmm.
And, well, perhaps the spiritual culture, what we mean by that, all the rituals, all the different approach.
No, rituals, we shall come later. First of all, let us understand what is matter, what is spirit. Unless we understand what is matter and what is spirit, there is no question of spiritual consciousness. Then we will be misguided by material culture, we will pass on a spiritual culture.
Understands what is spirit, what is matter, what is the goal past that?
Goal is there because spirit is important. Without spirit, matter has no value. This is a material box, but because it has no spirit, it has no value. It has value, apparently, but not as valuable as a human being. Well, there is no spirit. You can move if you like, but go immediately. But if you, for many thousands of years, it will lie down there. You cannot move because there is no spirit. Then spirit is important. So this distinction is possible to understand in the human form. What is the distinction between a human being or a living man and this box? The distinction is that the living being has the spirit soul within and the box has no spirit soul within. Now, if we take care of this box outwardly, that we should pray, and similarly we take care of the body only, there is very spiritual culture. If we take care of the four principles of bodily necessity, eating, sleeping, and sex and defense, there is very spiritual culture. Spiritual culture, at least for human being. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand what is the distinction between spirit and soul, spirit and matter. But a human being can understand. The spiritual side is material side. The spiritual side is important. Therefore, the goal is how to understand the spiritual side. And for the body, this is animal civilization. Such attempt to take care of the spiritual side simply on the material side, then we are no better than them. Because they cannot take any care of the spiritual side, they can take care of the material side.
Is the soul dependent upon the body for its existence?
Soul is dependent
upon the body
for
existence.
Yes. At the present moment, soul is dependent on the material body because he has no spiritual culture. Just like we Indians, we are under the British rule. So long, there was no national movement. They remained dependent on the British rule. But as soon as there was national movement, they became independent. This is a crude example. Similarly, because we have no spiritual cultivation, we are dependent on this. Actually, the soul is not dependent on the body. It has become so under certain conditions. Because he is thinking that he is his body. Described as Murha. Murha is an ass. Murha means ass. So I do not know what is here in India. The asses are kept by the washerman. The washerman loads tons of cloth on the back of the ass to take it to the water side. And again, it brings back to the washerman's shop. And the washerman gives a morsel of grass, little, and he eats the grass and stands there to carry the tons of load, thinking that he is dependent on the washerman. He has no intelligence that a grass can be had anywhere, dependent on this washerman to carry so much load. Lack of knowledge. Similarly, we are dependent on this body, on lack of spiritual knowledge. As soon as we are enlightened by spiritual knowledge, then no more. And that is me. Other than which is remain like an ass, perpetually dependent on the washerman. Mura. We are thinking that without this body we cannot live. No, that is not the fact. We can live independently of this body. But our present position, because we have no spiritual culture, we are thinking that we are dependent on God. Actually, we are not. That will relieve the more you advance in spiritual culture.
enjoy this pastime in his life.
Is the question satisfied?
Yes. For 20 minutes. That is my dependence. For 20 minutes, or 20 years, or 20 millions of years. There are many animals, they depend on the body for 20 minutes. There are many animals who depend on the body for 20 years. And there are many animals who depend on the body for 20 millions of years. It is a question of proportion. But actually the spirit soul is not dependent on any type of body. 20 minutes or 20 years or 20 millions. Saptadihana punarjanma naisi mami. And now you.
Janma karma chamedivyam evam yo veti tatvadaha tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sojuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Somebody else?
Some guests come. Association, they will ask more questions.
What is that verse?
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
This is the process of becoming independent of the material body. Tattadeham punarjanmanayati. This is Krishna consciousness movement. How to make one independent of this material body. Is whether you like to remain dependent on this material body. Dependent on this material body is happy or it is distress. What is your reality? To remain dependent on this material body, is it very good or is it troublesome?
Suffering.
Very good. If you remain dependent on this material body, then you suffer. So why don't you become independent? That is the next question.
Attachment.
Attachment, maybe. That is not very important thing. But if there is a process, have to become independent of this body. Why should you not take it? That is intelligence. Just like a man suffering from illness, attachment or no attachment, he is now suffering from that illness. But he has put himself into hospitalization under some decision. So that process will cure him and he will not suffer from this disease. That is the hope. That is the fact. Similarly, circumstantially, maybe dependent on this material body. But if there is a process, how we can become independent of the body, why should we not take it? is an example. If a man is diseased, he's captured by the disease. Attachment and what attachment, it is difficult. But he must put himself under treatment so that he can be detached from it. That is it. I'm caught by the disease, and let me suffer without any treatment. That is not intended. I must take the process of treatment by faith. That is it. Explain that. Tattādeham puranjanmukhe. Take this treatment so that after giving up this body, he will not have any more. And as soon as you become free from this material body, there is no suffering. But as soon as you get material body, you must suffer. So if there is way and means to avoid this material body and remain in our original spiritual body, why should we not take it? That is it. And it's a very simple thing. Read it again.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
What?
The Lord's descent from his transcendental abode is already explained in the sixth verse. One who can understand the truth of the appearance of the personality of Godhead is already liberated from material bondage, and therefore he returns to the kingdom of God immediately after quitting this present material body. Such liberation of the living entity from material bondage is not at all easy. The impersonalists and the yogis attain liberation only after much trouble and many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve, merging into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti of the Lord, is only partial, and there is the risk of returning again to this material world. But the devotee, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord after ending this body, and does not run the risk of returning again to this material world. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that the Lord has many, many forms and incarnations. Advaita-matyutamanadimanantarupam. Although there are many transcendental forms of the Lord, they are still one and the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to understand this fact with conviction, although it is incomprehensible to mundane scholars and empiric philosophers. As stated in the Vedas, Eko devo nityalila nurakto bhaktavyapi hridyantaratma. The one Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms in relationships with his unalloyed devotees. This Vedic version is confirmed in this verse of the Gita personally by the Lord. He who accepts this truth on the strength of the authority of the Vedas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who does not waste time in philosophical speculations, attains the highest perfectional state of liberation. Simply by accepting this truth on faith, one can, without a doubt, attain liberation. The Vedic version, Tattvamasi, is actually applied in this case. Anyone who understands Lord Krishna to be the Supreme, or who says unto the Lord, "You are the Supreme Brahman, the Personality of Godhead," is certainly liberated instantly. And consequently, his entrance into the transcendental association of the Lord is guaranteed. In other words, such a faithful devotee of the Lord attains perfection, and this is confirmed by the following Vedic assertion: Tameva viditvati mrityameti nanyapanta vidyate ayanaya. One can attain the perfect stage of liberation from birth and death simply by knowing the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no alternative, because anyone who does not understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is surely in the mode of ignorance. consequently you will not attain salvation simply, so to speak, by licking the outer surface of the bottle of honey, or by interpreting the Bhagavad Gita according to mundane scholarship. Such empiric philosophers may assume many important roles in the material world, but they are not necessarily eligible for liberation. Such puffed-up mundane scholars have to wait for the causeless mercy of the devotee of the Lord. One should therefore cultivate Krishna consciousness with faith and knowledge, and in this way attain perfection.
So there is some process to become independent material body, why should he go there? What is that? Somebody is suffering from some disease, and if there is process of curing it, why one should not tell it? Friends, questions and answers.
They just came to listen to the conference.
No, they must be satisfied.
You just came, Mr. Terry Grant. He had come to see you 2 years ago when you were here. He's a journalist.
Oh, yes, I hear.
Yeah.
He has got any questions?
Okay, do you have any questions?
Question about this particular age. Where the world seems to be dividing itself between two kinds of materials. The one which pays lip service to spiritual precedents, but really devotes itself to self-aggrandizement. And the other, which establishes an atheistic doctrine in the name of moral struggle with that greedy self-aggrandizement. And the fact that this atheistic moral doctrine has now taken over virtually the entire sinic world, China, Tibet, Indochina. Is there some way that, the question is, what is the cosmic purpose for this, and how should one come to terms with this prevailing, this increasingly prevailing notion that justice can be established in a material state, in a material dimension.
In the material world, there cannot be any peace, justice, morality. It is not possible. You may try to make some adjustment, but it will never be possible. So, by their concocted imagination, they are thinking this way will be beneficial. But unless they come to the spiritual path, there is no question of peace, prosperity, justice. It is not possible. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kankati samas sarveshu bhuteshu madhukti lakati. Unless we come to the spiritual platform, there is no question of justice, morality, peace. It is not possible. They may attempt different ways by their mental speculative process.
but actually it will never come to be true. They're all trying. The scientists, developers, politicians, illusionists, to make some adjustment, but that is not possible. We must understand the material platform. Threefold miserable condition. It's like we are trying to avoid some miserable condition, very insignificant. Get out of the disturbance created by the mosquitoes and the flies. We are trying our best, but it's still there. It is still there. Find out some loopholes and go into the room. That is it. So you cannot avoid. Similarly, the disturbances of nature that severe cold, scorching heat, how can you counter it? Is it possible? No. You may keep your body quite fit to your best knowledge, but still there will be some trouble, sometimes coughing, sometimes mental equilibrium is lost, don't feel nice. So these things will go on because we have got this material body. The material conditions must work on. You cannot make any adjustment. It's not possible. You have come to the spiritual platform, independent of this material body, then there will be everything solved. Other is not possible. They can waste their time for making an adjustment, and that is not possible. I have given some examples. Everyone is trying to become free from the material disturbances, but it is not possible. Nobody is free from material disturbances. That is not possible. So if you actually want freedom from material disturbances, you have to come to the spiritual platform and cultivate spiritual knowledge and be fixed up, then you must be
saved. Is there a relationship, he's asking, between these disturbances and this age, that this time that we
are living? More or less. Sometimes we have got 110 degree temperature, and sometimes we have got 70 degree temperature. But the disturbance is there. Either 110 degree or 70 degree or 30 degree. You will have to feel the disturbance. You cannot stop. So either you take the cause, this age, or this country, or this atmosphere, we can say so. But it will continue. That is the nature of the material. If you think that 110 degree is too much, let it be 100 degrees. Let it concoct like that. From that, any such temperature will disturb it. That's it. You can think that if it would have been 100 degrees, it would have been very bad. That's not a fact. Either 110 degree or 100 degree, it is disturbed. Then, how can you stop it? Anyone who wants to stop it, he is intelligent. And that is described here. Tattādehaṁ punarjanmanaiti mahāṁ. One has to understand this fundamentally, that so long I get this material body, I will have to suffer maybe differences of degrees, and I will have to suffer. So my endeavor should be how to become independent of this material. That is one. That is intelligence. Not to make it a distinction of different degrees. Different degrees, one position, one man's food, another man's poison, the same degree. If you think that it is nice, another man will suffer. So suffering will continue. That is not possible. The nature of material. Dukkhara was asked. Find out this word. Mama Veta called the Dukkhara was asked. This material world is full of misery. That they do not understand. Miserable conditions they are accepting as pleasing. That is called ignorance.
Mamupetya punajan madukka layamashashvatam nabnuvanti mahatma naksam siddhim paramangataha. After attaining me, the great souls, who are yogis in devotion, never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection.
The material world is full of miseries. It may be of different degrees, but it is full of miseries. You cannot avoid it by adjustment. They're not. Therefore, the materialists, they are trying. It's like in this country, Tehran. Now the Iranians are trying to become as opulent as the Americans are. They're trying to build up similar cities and industries. But do you think they'll be happy in that? No. Are the Americans happy by having big, big cities? No. They're not good. Now that's like division, and that is a false attack. That is not the life. They can see the Americans have got big, big cities and big, big organizations. Now are they happy actually or not? A practical example. Then why you are attempting again to imitate me? That intelligence is lacking. How they will be happy if they do not know? They are trying to imitate somebody else who is already on the standard. so-called, but it's dead. We are not happy. The communists, they are trying for the last 50 years to become happy. But are they happy actually? No. The Russians and the Chinese, they are not different. No, this is not time. This is time. So the same thing is going. It is like chewing the chewy, that's all. Somebody has chewed the sugar cane in his throat. Another man comes, let me test it. The word is taste. It's very taste. So all these isms, they are all finished. All the scientific discoveries, they are all finished. But what is happiness? This is not you. That is Mahamukhe Pakampi, how to Kalai Vasa. You have to attempt in such a way that after giving up this body, you go back home, back to Godhead, never come back again. You see? Otherwise, God's telling you that you have tried, make me new attempt. It's like this moon excursion. 10 years ago, in our small book, Easy Journey to Other Planets, we predicted that this moon wave attempt is childish and waste of time. We are not expert scientists, but from the astro we can understand. Such a brilliant planet pleasing, and they have discovered their rocks and sand. Just see their intelligence. Do you think rock and sand is so brilliant? What do you think? This bluff is way. People are feeling under the moon shining so pleasing, and it is full of rocks and sand. We have to accept. Rocks and sand throughout the whole day by scorching heat, they also become heated. So at night it is happening. It is rocks and sand. So whole day it was heated by the sun's side. So how is it living? But if there is no material activities, then you are not affected. This is possible. Just like an iron rod, you put into the fire, gradually it becomes warmer, warmer, and at last when it is red hot, it is fire. No more iron. Similarly, even though we have got this material body, if we cultivate a spiritual life, then the activities of the material body will stop automatically. Therefore, there is no more material. The same example. The iron rod has become already fire. and put it in the fire and continue it. Then you will understand that it is no more iron rod, it is fire, touch anywhere it is. But you cannot say it is iron rod. Similarly, if you become spiritually enlightened, then the material activity is strong. And then in heaven, you feel, yes, I've got something.
In the last chapter which you read, it was, I think you read about the yogis who can get to this high level of consciousness and then they can still fall back. That's like my question. What was the cause for this?
But if you do not come to the point of fulfillment of your appetite, you are eating, but if you have not sufficiently eaten, then you want more to eat. But if you have sufficiently eaten, then you will say, no more. Even if you are offered, take more food, then you say, no. It is a question of sufficiency and insufficiency. If you are insufficiently spiritually advanced, you will feel vacancy so much. But if you are sufficiently advanced, then you will say, it is all right. It is a question of sufficiency, insufficiency. So other method, Dhyana Yoga, that insufficient. And Bhakti Yoga is sufficient. Therefore, yeah, you'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Bhaktya Mama Vijana, peace, I love you. He never recommends Jnana, Yoga, Karma, Bhakti. So, if you take the path of Bhakti, then you will feel sufficient. Otherwise, you will feel insufficient. To some extent, although it is perfect, but it is not completely perfect.
Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yashchasmi tatpatah tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tadanantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
Yes. Unless you enter into the kingdom of God, you will not feel full satisfaction. Even if you go to the moon planet or Mars planet, there is no question of satisfaction.
So your question is whether one can enter this kingdom of God with this body?
No, that is already explained. Living on this body, one can enter into this kingdom. By bhakti, while he is mature and he gives us his body, then he enters into his kingdom. Taptadeham, giving us his body. You cannot enter, although by devotional service, the material activities of the body will stop. You have to wait for the moment when this material body is no more existing, then the spiritual body is present. Tattādiham māyam. Viṣade tad anantaram happened. And if you have got little pinch of material attachment, then you'll have to accept another material body. So we have come to the point that no more I want anything material. Sarvabhadi Mirimuttam. I am no more anyone's servant. I am neither American, nor Iranian, nor Indian, nor Hindu, nor Muslim, nor this, nor that. I am simply servant. And so long I shall keep attachment for this designation, temporary. What is this Iranian, American, Indian? For 3 years. Because you have to change the birth. Saptadeham. Prasadehantaram. After giving a giver, I have to accept another birth. The next body I become a sparrow. That's where is my conception of Iranian, Indian, Hindu, and Muslim. I'm sparrow. Jumping like sparrow. But these are dazingness, temporary dazingness. One has to become free from this temporary dazingness. That is liberty. That is what free. Sarvabhadi Mirimuttam Tatparatyana Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikena Sevanam Bhaktivitti. This life should be utilized for purifying ourselves from this designation. If we keep the designation, then there is no possibility of purifying. You get another designation. Now we are Indian or Iranian, next a sparrow or a crow or a tree, or then you got another division. Just like the same, the child, a baby, in the lap of the mother, baby, and the another little boy, another little young man, another little old man. But the spirit soul is the same, it's simply changing designation. So freedom means freedom from these, all these diseases. As for long, I'm spirit soul. My business is spiritual activity. So long as you want to keep designation, you'll have to accept and suffer. Educate people how to become free from dazingness. That we accept from any group. He might think that he is under dazingness, but our business is to make him free from the dazingness. Therefore, welcome anyone. He may come with designation, but if he leaves with us, he follows our rules and then he becomes free from the world. Designated religious system will not help. If we keep ourselves on the designated platform, I am American, I am Indian, I am Iranian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Buddhist, then you have to continue with that deliberate. There is no question of Leela. That requires samosa. That designation less status is called Brahma Bhuta. The opposite term Brahma Bhuta is Jiva Bhuta. Jiva Bhuta, there are so many jivas living in today. The dog is thinking, I'm dog. The bird is thinking, I'm bird. The man is thinking, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim. So this designation, it may be a dog designation or Hindu designation or Muslim. They're the same. There's no difference. Maybe some degrees. But one has to become designation less. That is called Brahma. Brahma, Prasanna, Prasanatati. Then bhakti. When one is designation less, if one wants to keep his designation, then there is no question of it.
But he still has designation. He comes to the temple and he chants, but he still thinks.
There is an attempt to become designation less, but one has to become the Brahmin.
Another example, the Lord is pushing the fire. It is becoming warmer. And when it is very hot, it is no more rod, it is fire. So, beginning of life, neophyte stage is the beginning. When he actually becomes advanced in the world, then it is beginning.
But we still call that when a person first comes, and he still has that designation stage, but we still call it.
No, he is on the platform. Just like the having the iron rod is put in the fire. So it is fiery condition. Similarly, one has given to devotional service, he is in the designation less condition. But it requires time to make the iron rod exactly fire.
Same thing as pulling the plug out of the fan.
Huh?
Same example, pulling the plug out and the fan keeps going for some.
There's so many examples. The beginning state and the perfect state. Perfect state living. If it is not completely devotee, still sadhu-deva-sava, you must accept it as a devotee. Why? Madhya-deva-mahamadana-bhava. He has taken to the process completely. There may be some designations on account of past having. But because he has taken to the process of becoming designation less, he is sadhu. If he sticks to the principle, kipram bhavati dharma, satsacchan, dhinivacchani, he very soon he will become a perfect devotee. And he will get peace, satsacchan, only apriyani. Line of Krishna consciousness seriously, then everything automatically will happen. There is no, that is called sadhya, vijja, patience, nishchaya. I have taken to Krishna consciousness exactly as Krishna wants, then I will surely be perfect. There is no doubt of it. If I am following the direction of Krishna under the guidance of spiritual master, be sure that he will be successful. There is no question of becoming unsuccessful. Nishchaya. But if I am deviating, that is my view. But if you follow, then you will be pure to yourself.
Lord Chaitanya is trying to teach Haridas Thakur, and he says, put away your excess humility.
Mm-hmm.
Haridas Thakur is following all the principles, but he's always feeling so fallen. So Lord Chaitanya tells him, put away your excess humility. Is this what he's trying to teach him, that we should have assurance?
Assurance is that. Krishna is saying, Kaunteya Pratijari Nameva, the man, pure devotee, he never falls.
κάνει αν που να θέλουμε να ετοιμάμε την τελεσία. You simply try to understand what is Krishna, why does he come, what is his activity, Janma Karma, this is so simply, this is cultivation. To understand Krishna, Krishna consciousness, cultivate. We have to give up this body, but by devotees giving up this body means no more accepting. Non-devotees giving up this body, tathādeham, that is the difference between devotee and non-devotee. One may say both of them are dying. Yes, they are dying. That's all. They are not dying. Nobody is dying. They are changing the body. But a devotee is changing not to accept any more. The non-devotee is changing to accept it. And if you accept another body, he can get suffer more or less. And if you don't accept material, we should be intelligent enough that if by practicing in this one life, I can get next eternal, blissful life of knowledge. Why shall I deviate? If there is some difficulty, let me tell you, what is the difficulty? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives so easy. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yimuti. Simply chant Hare Krishna. And everything will be done perfectly. So what is the difficulty? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not bluffed. He said, hello, Nāsevā, according to you, you cannot do anything more. Improve simply just Hare Krishna. What is the difficulty? A boy can chant. It is simply practice, as you see, in yourself. I'll tell you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So these chances should be given to everyone. Then everything will be all right. Let him be practiced to chant Hare Krishna. Then everything will be all right. This is Krishna consciousness. Why is it difficult? Unless we make it difficult, otherwise there is no difficulty. Otherwise, somebody just like this lamb, that's not the Iranian body. But he's kept there for being killed. So what is the benefit of this Iranian body? But people are very much enthusiastic to remain national. I'm Iranian, I'm Iranian. But he has what? In a different way. So he has got attachment for becoming American and Iranian. All right, you know. And according to what, you have to become a lamb in other years and Iranian. You too. This is this. get by his dizziness. Big movement is going on this dizziness and that. In our country, Mahatma Gandhi, supposed to be a great personality. But what is his teaching? He remained in designation. That's all. Feel like India. Driver in England. Like one designation, you drive by another thing. And he took Bhagavad Gita and never said, Krishna is supreme. This is karma kanda. Designation difference. Higher than this karma kanda, the mental speculation, jnana kanda. So, Gautama Das said that both of them vijayavan. Part of poem. If you waste your time in this way, then they will get another body. Nana Jyoti Brahman Kare Kodatya Bhukkhan Kare Kare Kare. These are simple words, but it contains very, very great meaning of the Vaishnava Acharya.
Take that analogy in karma kanda, jnana kanda, then
everything is going on karma kanda. Whole world, primitive activity, let me walk and get the result. This is karma kanda.
And it is like poison. From poison we suffer and die.
But die means spiritual death, no spiritual life. Otherwise, we have no death in this thought. Spiritual death is death.
Point of view. For example, when you speak of designation,
Bomboy was asking, how come we are also having shaved heads and dressing like devotees? In other words, the emphasis on their minds is more on what is everybody else thinking, while the emphasis in your teaching is how you yourself can become free, not what everybody else is thinking. While our shaving of our head and dressing as devotee is a means to become free from all designations, he may be seeing other designations.
Well, it does not depend on shaving head. But this is in the process.
It is in the process.
Yeah. Yeah. By shaving, there are so many shaving heads.
Yeah.
And does it mean that it is in the process?
Shaving.
A doctor carries on stethoscope. But if somebody thinks, let me carry a stethoscope, I become a doctor.
The process.
But for a doctor, the stethoscope is required. But if a false man takes a stethoscope and declares himself a doctor, a medical man, then he's cheating. Here, puffed rice? No.
Yes.
Good?
Let me ask. We may have a little bit.
They prepare puffed rice.
No. From India or from America. They don't prepare.
You get imported.
Yes. Would you like me to ask?
We have some flat rice with us, sure. We brought some flat rice. Cheer up.
Have you seen that in the store now? No? I'm asking if you saw it in the store.
No, there is none here. We got it.
What is there? Not I left it.
No trouble.
I have some friends in American commissary, friends like that, they could possibly get there.
Well, you get them tomorrow.
I'll call
them. Have some, maybe.
What is that?
Can I see if we can fix you some?
What price?
Yes.
No.
What would you like, Shilpa?
No.
Someone has given us some from India or something like that.
What price?
Yes.
Bring it. I will see. Today is cooler, so I'm not required to lay down.
You want to sleep inside? Sleep inside?
It's coming to Purnima.
Yeah, moon is cooling effect. Desert is making cooling. Let's see. At least I shall not believe.
the disease days I've had. I'm not so cool. The desert and rock is giving so nice, brilliant signing. Everyone is feeling confident. It's where to believe.
Because Krishna is missing, so they don't accept Krishna.
They should have at least common sense, but they have no common sense. Krishna is far away, forget for these lessons. But at least they should have common sense. And that also they are not. Even they have not common.
Children are always asking. It is a folk thing that children ask, what is the moon made of? Mother, father, what is the moon made of?
They ask.
Generally, when they're young, what is the moon? What is the moon made of? So they used to answer, it is made of green cheese. They have no...
You believe that it is desert and rock and giving so nice shining, cooling effect. Comparison, analogy with moon, moon facet, Chandramukhi. There are so many. Best thing is compared with the moon.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada.
Give me a little
bit. We have...
I got a big box. I've got some in the room. Prabhupada, your temples are the real spaceships. Mm-hmm. Your temples are the real spaceships. We can go to the other planets and to Krishna Loka from your temples.
Yes, that's what I'm giving the easy journey for them.
From India.
It's going to be cooked.
It was. No.
There's no eggs in it.
No, clean. Just.
Nice.
Would you like it fried a little?
Yeah. You could make it.
Little?
Hot.
Hot. We can heat it.
Hmm?
We can little heat it.
That's hot. Okay.
Yes.
Put little ghee. Little
ghee.
And mix it with black pepper and salt.
We mix it or you mix it?
I can mix.
We bring it separately.
But and, this is good.
And also we can bring some fruit?
No.
No.
Put some on this lid.
gentleman has given?
This is Mrs. Patel. I asked her.
He has prepared her?
No, from India.
Persian rice is famous?
Yes. It is prepared in a different way.
Hmm?
It is prepared differently.
Persian rice?
Yes, we prepare it also differently. No. We first boil it and then take the water out and then steam it. Steam it with ghee.
No, first of all, you boil.
And then take the water out.
Paddy?
No, just boil it for 2-3 minutes and then steam.
Rice?
Yes, then steam.
It makes crust.
And it makes very long individual. Longer.
And then you dry?
No. We eat it like that.
For 2-3 days?
No.
No, they eat it immediately after cooking.
Oh.
After cooking, they eat.
Yeah.
And was that the rice she made? She prepared it that way?
No.
Last night? This afternoon?
No. This rice isn't even Persian. It's American rice. Persian rice is too expensive, even in Persia.
How do you see it?
No, I didn't guess to see it.
They make very nice hot rice in Bengal.
How do they make it, Shri Baba?
It's not difficult. The paddy that boil, then again baked in the sunshine. Again boil. Then again back in the sunshine. Then the skin is taken out by that reki, what do you call it? That rice.
Thresher.
Huh?
Thresher?
That is a reki husking of him. The skin is taken out. Then mix with salt and make it heated. Then when it is prepared, then they heat sand and in that heated sand they put the rice and immediately they pat.
They also make it like that in America. In America, they probably have a shortcut process.
Maybe. What?
Industrial machine.
We used to have for breakfast. Yeah?